welcome to episode 10 of the PE Geek podcast. And as always, things are really, really busy at the moment. I wouldn't have it any other way, to be perfectly honest. And being here and being able to share a podcast episode with people and knowing that people actually want to listen to the episodes is fantastic. And it just makes me want to work harder to bring more and more content to you all. Now, as always, I'm busy making a heap of new apps for teachers in general, but more specifically PE teachers. I mean, everything that I build is definitely thought about as a PE teacher, and it's definitely something that I absolutely adore and love doing. And as a result, I definitely field a lot of questions from people about apps that they would like me to build and bring to life. And if you have an idea and you want me to build something that may serve a purpose for yourself, then I really would like you to go along to thepegeek.com/ideas, and there you can leave an idea. And if it's something that you would like me to think about building, then definitely place it down and I'll do my best to piece it together. Now, the reason I suggest that is in the past, a app has came about from that particular process, Run Lap Tap being the app in question. So a couple of teachers had commented that they would like an app for multiple timing of students, and Run Lap Tap came out as a result of that. So yeah, I definitely take those sort of ideas seriously, and I've just got a bit of a period of time where I'm going to have a lot of apps coming out soon, and it definitely helps to have people contributing to that. Now, while I'm here, I also want to share with the podcast listeners a bit of a special deal I have for my PE Geek blog membership. Now, as you know, there is a membership option to the PE Geek blog, which basically gives you access to 2 free apps a month, all my ebooks, all my video resources, and pretty much everything that I do that's available through the membership portal. It basically means that you never have to pay for those things ever again, and every single product I bring out is yours included. And not to mention, you also get 10% off a workshop if it's something that you wanted to come to. So as a member, there's a whole heap of benefits. Now, as a once-off monthly deal for this for the upcoming month of April, I'm going to say that anyone who uses the promo code podcast during checkout at thepegeek.com/members will receive the lifetime membership at $19.99. And that's a once-off fee, enabling you to get 2 free apps a month and everything else. Automatically, it's worth about $50 by the fact that you can go in and download everything that's in the members section. But ultimately, over time, if you're requesting apps every single month, then you're definitely going to make that back. Now, the app requests can be used on not just your device, but any device. So you become a member, you go on, you request your 2 free apps, and then you end up with 2 redemption codes that you can share. I mean, you can share these with students, you can share them with colleagues, you can put them on your device or on all your devices, and then never have to pay for one of my apps again. But anyway, I just wanted to extend that offer to people who are listening to the podcast, because it's you guys that keep me motivated. Now, I say this every episode, but there really is no shortage of amazing resources out there for PE teachers today. And it seems that every single day I log online, there's an even greater wealth of information that's coming out that people can use and adapt and mix up and have in their classroom. And it's fantastic. And it's absolutely what I get up for every single day, sharing this sort of stuff with the PE community. And you know, today and this podcast episode is no exception. So one of the resources that I have used quite a lot in the recent months and been to and shared with teachers in the Connected PE workshops is physedgames.com. Now, physedgames.com is a video resource created by a teacher, and the website is well organized. Basically, they're video explainers of different games that you can use in your PE classroom. Now, the really cool thing about this is that, you know, you can go through there and sure, find some games that you may not be familiar with and learn how to play them. But I like the idea of students going through, finding games, hearing the rules to those games and the different equipment they need, and then using this as the tool to help them then run a game for their peers, and then a teacher basically assessing them on those games. You could take it a step further and look at the way in which they've been recorded as explainers, and then have students actually create their own explainers for other games. And if you're looking for an application that might enable you to do that, you can use CoachNote. And if you go to the peergeek.com/CoachNote, you'll be redirected to the iTunes store, where you can download a amazing iPad, iPhone app, which is basically like a whiteboard with different courts on it. You can pick basketball, football fields, etc. And you can basically move players around on the board and record it into a video. And this video can be shared to explain how a game operates. So you can look at it from that perspective as well. I like the idea of using the Phys Ed Games website and basically passing these on to teachers who may be taking your class as a replacement teacher. So imagine giving your replacement teacher a list of videos that say, okay, I want you to play these three games, and they can go on, watch them. Students could watch them as well to get a really good understanding of it. And particularly important if you've got a ability to display video in your gymnasium. You know, you could play the video at the start of the session, just before you play the game, and the students would have this really impressive visual, and also your audio, your own instructions, making the experience all the more easier. So I really, really love Phys Ed Games. I think there's so many potential uses there, and definitely worth checking out as a free resource. Now, another mobile app that I've recently come across that I think is fantastic. Now, I've mentioned apps that do this as well in the past. However, this is definitely one that I think is worthwhile checking out. Now, it's actually called Sworkit Pro. Now, it sounds funny. Sworkit is Sworkit, Sworkit. Now, I think it's basically a workout app, and you know, we've mentioned lots of them before, but I really like this in that you open the app up and you get presented with a whole variety of different choices. Now, you basically tell inside the app how many minutes you want to work for, the type of activities you want to complete, e.g. strength training, yoga, cardio, and a whole host of other things. You pick it, and then you say the minutes that you have available, and then it gets to work to create a customized workout for you that's sort of randomized and has the timers in there and video explanations and so on. So recently I had a group of year 9 students. We had 20 minutes in an actual gym, and you know, I was sitting there thinking, well, yeah, I could take them through some workouts that I'm familiar with, but I just thought, why not? We'll open up Sworkit Pro. There is a free version as well, but Sworkit Pro, you can get it at thepeergeek.com/Sworkit, Sworkit. And I put in 20 minutes, the time that they had, and we did a full body workout that utilized both their own body weight and some of the equipment that was available. And the kids loved it because it was sort of randomized. I would sort of, it was sort of a bit unknown, and it was actually a really well-constructed workout that taught them about the basics of the equipment that they had there. So I certainly recommend going and checking out that app. Now, obviously, after working out with your students or providing some sort of workout regime, either for yourself, you're probably going to want to cool down. And part of that cool down is probably going to involve some form of stretching, etc. So this next app is one that I've recently brought out myself, and it's basically a task card series dedicated to stretches that you can complete with students. Now, if you're familiar with my apps, Jump It and Balance It, then you'll probably know that Stretch It is designed to be a task card tool that you can use with either a entire group or individually on student devices. So yeah, Stretch It, you can go and get it at thepeergeek.com/stretchit. It's broken into a variety of different muscle groups. So you open the app up and you get presented with the variety of different muscle groups, everything from upper body, arms and chest, and then you've even got what is a routine in there. Essentially, you open each section up and you get presented with nice color pictures of those different stretches. Now, they're all the popular ones that you can possibly imagine. And in that, it actually also talks about, you know, a bit of an explainer about what you need to do. So, you know, if you're working with younger groups, younger kids, and you're trying to have them learn these different stretches, it's something that they can do together and sort of build up their competencies in that area. The routine part is quite good. It works its way systematically through a whole variety of stretches that you could do from the top of the body right down to the bottom. So, yeah, it's definitely something that you can integrate into your lessons. Now, if, for example, you don't have access to a mobile device for yourself or for every kid in your class, then it is available also as a PDF that you can print out and laminate and then, you know, stick around the room, stick up on a bulletin board, etc. And I know there's a couple of schools around the globe that are doing that. So they've actually gone and bought the PDF, printed it out, and they've placed it up around their gym. And it basically, you know, they tell their students, okay, off you go. Run to a particular spot in the gym, look at one of the posters and perform that stretch. And then when the whistle goes again, they run to a different spot and perform that stretch. Pretty easy. Now, if you're a Peer Geek member, like I spoke about at the start of the episode, you get Stretch It for free, the PDF, and also you could request the app, which is what a lot of members this month are requesting, obviously because the app is brand new. Yeah, go and check out Stretch It. It's available on iPhone, iPad, Android, and as a PDF ebook, and you can get it at thepeergeek.com/stretchit. And finally, the last app I wanted to share with you today is one that is not necessarily unique. There's a whole host of apps that enable you to do this. However, this one is the one I'm using at the present, and it's called Tube Download. Now, I've used other apps in the past to download videos from YouTube, but this one is great in that it's really simple, straightforward, and it does exactly what you want it to do. So essentially, when you open the app up, you get presented with a browser, basically any sort of browser you'd be familiar with. It actually looks like Safari on the iPhone or the iPad. You then go to youtube.com, for example, and search for a video that you would like to make available offline on your device. And in this instance, let's say we wanted to download a video of a basketball layup. So we'd search in the browser inside the app for a video on YouTube of a basketballer completing a layup. When you found that particular video that you're interested in, press play, and in the bottom left, you'll notice that there's a save button that basically jumps up and down. And you click that button, and it goes to work to download that video into the app in the section at the bottom called Files. And that means that basically, even if you'd had no internet connection, you didn't want to rely on there being some sort of problem with it, you'd still be able to play it back because it's basically stored on your device now. Now, in my Connected PE workshops, one of the questions I often get asked is that, you know, the wireless connection is not usually conducive to high quality video being played through the wireless. So this is often one of the things that I recommend people use, is to basically download the videos ahead of time so you can just play them back. And I actually make use of this even though I know that the wireless in our gym is more than capable of streaming video, because this is just one less thing I have to worry about in terms of the technology not working. So yeah, go ahead, find the video, download it, make it available offline, and then that's just one less thing you have to worry about. Now, the really exciting thing about this app, and maybe one thing that sets it apart from some of the other video downloader apps, I mean, there are some that still do this, but the thing that I really like about it is that once it's downloaded, you can press the little info button beside the video, which is the I, and you can open it in a variety of apps that support video. So essentially, you could go and download this basketball layup video, open it in, let's say, Coach's Eye, which is my preferred video analysis app, and then essentially you would be able to conduct video analysis using that video. So what it means is you could then film a student doing a basketball layup and do a comparison side by side in, say, Coach's Eye or UberSense or a lot of these other tools. So it's really good. Obviously, you can download any video from YouTube and pretty much any video on the web using the same method. You just basically have to press play on the video inside the app, and then you'll notice the save button starts to jump up and down, and you can save it to your device. So yeah, really useful, even if it's just for getting around the wireless issues. However, if, like me, you want to use it inside of other apps, then it enables you to do that by using the open in and then selecting the app that you wish to utilize. So go and check that one out. It's definitely worthwhile pursuing. And you can do that by going to thepeergeek.com/downloader, and it will redirect you to the App Store for download. Now, the reason I've suggested this one is one of the other apps that I used to use is not available in every App Store marketplace, and it took working in different countries to work that out. So I would have people work up and come to workshops, but they couldn't actually get the app because the one that I used to recommend, VDownloader Plus, wasn't available in all stores, whereas I know that this one particularly is. So that's thepeergeek.com/download. Now that brings us to the end of today's episode. In the next episode, we're going to be completing a podcast entirely dedicated to your questions. I've got a series of questions lined up by peer teachers all around the globe asking me questions that they would like some solutions to. And if that's something that you would like to do as well and be featured in that episode, then you can go to thepeergeek.com/voicemail. And you'll be able to leave a up to 2-minute voicemail as a question, and I'll use that in the next episode. So whatever you would like help with, I'm happy to try and support you on that. So go to thepeergeek.com/voicemail and leave your thoughts. Now, before I go, I just want to give you the heads up of my biggest ever app, which is about to come out. And I mean, I'm so proud of it. I cannot wait to get it out to people. And that is Easy Planner. And I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. So if you want to see a early demo of this on the iPhone only for the time being, you can go to thepeergeek.com/beta, B-E-T-A, and sign up. And I will send you a trial version of the app to trial on the iPhone and see how it works. And if you just want to see a video of the app in action, go to thepeergeek.com/planet. And yeah, see what it looks like. Cannot wait for next episode when I field your questions. Until then, best of luck in your peer classes. And yeah, I'll look forward to speaking to you next time. See ya. Thank you.